Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you, kind of groggy-eyed on this Friday morning, June the 11th, 2021, 6/11/21, 16 minutes past the hour. As many of you know, last night we had our 7th anniversary party here at the station, and it was a humdinger last night. We had such a great group of people here. Adam Lepp was here, Sean Kraft was here, Terry Tackett was here, Glenn Coble was here, Linda Sims was here. We had Jeannie Evers and Angie Evers and Nate Redman and Nate's wife, and just, Pastor Craig was here. We had a whole gaggle of people here at the station last night, and I hope I did not leave anybody out, but we had a wonderful time, and we want to thank the L&P Cake Shop and Domino's Pizza for their support. The pizza was great last night. The cake was great. L&P, there's just something about their cakes that is absolutely delicious. So, it was great last night. What can I say? I hope you had a chance to listen. And if you didn't get a chance to listen last night, I hope you catch it in the replays. It was a lot of fun reminiscing about things of yesteryear. And it's kind of fun because, here's something I wanted to mention, because I don't mention this too often. Back in the beginning of April, we moved to a new studio over here on South Prospect Street. And it's been a work in progress because we've kind of been remodeling as we've been going here at the new studio. And I just wanted to say that there are just a few small projects left to be done here, and we will be at full bore at the new studio. One thing I'm so impressed with, because when you have an office, you have to have a good bathroom. And the bathroom here, when we first moved in, it was functional, but it had seen some better days. And now it has a new floor, it has a new commode, there was some plumbing issue with the sink, that's all been cleared up, and it's been completely repainted with very bright colors. So the bathroom here looks great now. The kitchen was repainted here. We have a full working kitchen, which is great, with microwave, stove, refrigerator, sink. It's all been repainted. It looks great. The only really things left to do at this point, the porch was relaid, the wood in the porch was relaid to make it more sturdy, and a railing was put up that people can grab a hold of as they're coming up, I think, the 3 or 4 steps we have to get onto the porch. So all of that has been done, and last night being here during the party, you realize that things are really looking great. So the only two things we really have to do yet are just paint the middle room, which we're pretty much using as an office, which I'm sure will be done very soon. And this is the one thing that really has to do with radio more than any of these other things. Between the studio, which is the first room you walk into, and the second room, there's a walkway, which really has no doors on it. So while all the construction was going on, we just hung a blanket up there to preserve the sound in the studio and also keep the sound out from the things that were going on in the back of the house. Well, since so much of the work has been done now, last night we took down that blanket, so now the area between the office and the studio is wide open now. So we'll see how this goes. I think we're going to get some doors, is what I understood last night, to separate these two rooms so we won't have to have that blanket up there anymore. But that'll come in due time. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we can't have fans running in the back anymore because you would hear that on the air. But that's not a huge thing. And obviously people, which I'm sure they will be quiet who walk through that area. But I want to thank everybody for all the work they have done here, because certainly But we haven't been doing it. We're not contractors. So we appreciate that quite a bit here at the radio station, the improvements that have been being made. And it's a nice thing as the anniversary went on last night to have the rooms open and have everybody together. So I thank everybody for that, who has done the work on the house and made it look so good last night. Now, something else I want to mention from last night is, I don't know what this is, but it poured rain last night, pretty much the entire time the anniversary show was on, and had started raining about an hour before the show started. And for some reason, every year on the anniversary, which is June the 10th, which is not April showers, it rains. It always rains. A matter of fact, the year before, in 2020, we had that horrendous storm which knocked the electricity out in a lot of places all over Marion. So I don't know what it is about the rain. I don't know why we get the rain like that. And I should know, because we have a lot of, by now, because we have a lot of people who come out of town or who plan to come from out of town to these events. And it's very difficult to do that when there's a downpour going on that causes flooding, even here in Marion. It's hard to commute here in Marion when you have that type of flooding going on. So that was unfortunate that happened last night, but you take the good with the bad. And I know we had calls last night from people who weren't able to attend because of the weather. There were streets flooded in Marion and just such bad weather that people did not want to drive in it. And I can certainly understand that. So those people will be around as time goes on, I'm sure. But just had a great time reminiscing, eating cake, eating pizza, and enjoying ourselves last night. So I hope everybody had a great time. Now, Jeannie Evers, who was here last night, first time I think she's ever been to the studio here, brought in some old records last night, old comedy records, which are really great. Now, I didn't have much of a chance to look at them last night because I was busy with the party, but there are some great records here, and it's kind of fun because the first record here is the old Rusty Warren album, Knockers Up, and of course I interviewed Rusty Warren on this station. Now there's another record here, Sophie Tucker, her latest and greatest spicy, saucy songs. This will be a lot of fun to listen to. Sophie Tucker was a big deal for a lot of years. Shelley Berman, does anybody remember Shelley Berman? He's got an album here. And now this person, I'm not really even sure who this is, to be honest, but the record is called Pillow Talk, but it doesn't really say who the, there's somebody on the cover, but I'm not sure who this is. But those are the records that came in. Now, there are two records here this morning, are two records that Jeannie Evers brought in that we do not have in the studio last night because somebody here last night, when they saw these records, had what I'm going to call a little bit of a conniption. They were so excited about these records, and they were two Red Fox records. And this person was so excited about these records, I don't think they would have left last night without these two records. I've never seen such a happy person. So I'm glad that made that person happy last night. And hopefully they went home and listened to those records. Two Red Fox albums. The legendary Red Fox from Sanford and Son and movies like Harlem Nights and things of that nature. A very, provocative comedian used a lot of language you would not be able to use on the public airwaves. So, that was one of the aspects of the party last night. Did anybody do anything interesting last night during the rainstorm? Did anybody listen to the anniversary special last night? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to try to do a giveaway here this morning and also try to do some Family Feud. I was going through my folder of things we have not done this morning. And I do have some Family Feud left in there, amongst other things. So hopefully this morning we will get to that. And I'm looking forward to getting back into that. But one thing I wanted to talk about, well, first of all, I wanted to say, as I was coming in the door this morning here at the station, one of the city buses drove by, and it honked. And I thought, oh, well, are they wanting somebody to come out? And I looked out, and I think it was our friend out there who calls in and listens to the bus, and hopefully she has the radio on in the bus right now, Sarah. And I think she was driving by this morning, and she waved. Looked like she was having a great time already this morning. And I don't think the bus routes start until 8 o'clock, so I don't know if she was just getting out this morning or if she that was her first load that she had already picked up. But it was nice to see her out there on the roads this morning on a bright and sunny getaway Friday, as it were, here in Marion, Ohio. Now, oh, I know what I wanted to talk about, because we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about this yesterday. Vax-a-million. Now, here is my Vax-a-million soliloquy for this morning. There are only going to be two more $1 million winners. Now, here's what I'm confused about. Governor DeWine, the last winner was in Richwood, which that's nice. That's getting closer to Marion. That's about 20 minutes up the road in Union County. Now, what I'm confused about is Governor DeWine, did he deliver a check? Or did he just show up to let the person know that they had won? I did read a little something. I've been a little bit out of the loop the last 2 days because I've been busy with the anniversary party and doing other things. But what I read was that the gentleman who won over in Richwood said that Governor DeWine just showed up on his lawn. A bunch of men in suits showed up on his lawn, and one of them was Governor DeWine, and they handed him a check. I mean, is that what happened? It's just very confusing. I did not know, because I know the Ohio Lottery Commission is handling this. I didn't know that type of thing was going on. So that went on, apparently. And then I was reading last night, because there are only two Vax-a-millions left, and apparently we are still not where we need to be in the Vax-a-million process. So now the governor is looking for more giveaways, looking into giving away other items. Now, I don't think this is working, because it seems to me that a lot of businesses in the state of Ohio with the Vax-a-million is giving away a lot of money and a lot of free stuff, and people are still not getting vaccinated in great numbers. So I'm not sure that that's working. I don't know that that's going to be the way to fix this problem. And, you know, I feel bad for Governor DeWine in a lot of ways, because he just happened to be the governor when the first pandemic in over 100 years hit. And he had to do something. And, you know, frankly, he was going to be in trouble either way. Because had he done what he did, he was going to face criticism, which he is. And had he not done anything, he would have faced criticism. So he was going to get it either way. And we still haven't heard from Amy Acton. Who knows whatever happened to her? Dr. Acton, after those protesters showed up at her house, and it was just messy. The legislature went after her. What could you do? So you got to feel for Governor DeWine in a lot of ways. But does anybody have any opinions on this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I was also wondering, I wonder if anybody out there in our listening audience knows this guy who won in Richwood the other night. Does anybody know the winner of the Vex-a-Million from Union County the other night? I don't know who he was, but I was wondering if any of our listeners knew this gentleman. It would be interesting to talk to him just to see what went on Wednesday night. Did the governor just show up with a big check? I don't know. I would like to know. I don't even remember what his name was, to be honest, at this particular point. I've just been kind of busy the last couple days, so I haven't been in that sort of loop. But we hopefully will find his name and maybe get a hold of him. He just lives over in Richwood, and figure out exactly what went on the other night. What in the world went on? In any event, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about anything at this particular point. You know, the restrictions have all obviously been lifted at this point when it comes to the pandemic. And does it seem to be doing anything? I don't know. You know, it seems to me that businesses are still making people who are not vaccinated wear the masks, who are in their employ. And beyond that, customers are doing what they want to do. So we'll see how this all shakes out in the end. Hopefully it shakes out well. I'm trying to think of anything going on in Marion right now that's of any consequence. I don't know that really there's anything big going on right now. I know the fair now is under a month away. I don't know how that's going to go this year. Hopefully well. I hear that the Popcorn Festival is going to take place. I guess we'll find out by the time September rolls around how that's all going to go. People seem to be ready to be back out. That certainly is without question. People are enjoying being back out doing their thing. That's for sure. Oh, you know, the other day, last weekend, I was in Delaware, and I saw on the shelf of a store that I was at in Delaware that they were selling some kind of tonic. Now, I think it was meant to be like a medical tonic, that it would fix all of your symptoms. And I was wondering, does anybody out there remember a home remedy? These home remedies are interesting. People have written whole books on home remedies. Give me a buzz here if you remember any home remedies, because I saw this elixir and I almost bought a bottle of it just to see what it was or what it tasted like. Because I really don't know what an elixir like that would do, because I really don't think it says how it would help your medical problem, or what medical problem it would help. But people like stuff like that. People like an old bottle of tonic, I guess is what they would call it. So does anybody have any of the old home remedies that they still use today? I don't know. It's been so long since I've been around anybody with chicken pox, but for a long, long time, and I remember when I was young and I had the chicken pox, people put oatmeal on you. Do they still do that? Do they still put oatmeal on people who have chicken pox? And did that really work? You know, for how long did we hear that you had to wait a certain amount of time after eating before you could get back in the pool? And then years later, people came out and said, well, that was all a myth, that you're not going to get a cramp from eating and then getting back in the pool. But they would scare you half to death with that idea that if you ate and got back in the pool, you were going to have a cramp. And I could never figure out Why would you get a cramp from eating and getting back in the pool? Why would eating give you a cramp? Although, I will say this, and I don't know what the correlation is. I'm not a medical doctor. But for some reason, because we had pizza last night, if I eat pizza late at night before I go to bed, if I eat pizza like an hour before I go to bed, I will get like a muscle spasm in my leg in the middle of the night. Now, I don't know why that is. Does anybody know why that is or what could stop that? Because if I have pizza within an hour of laying down and going to bed, most people get acid reflux or something like that. I don't get that. I just get a muscle spasm in my leg. Now, sometimes they're in the calf, and sometimes they're in the thigh, which neither of those is pleasant. Does anybody have any idea what would be causing that, the muscle spasms from eating pizza late at night? I don't know. I find that fascinating. And I have no idea what causes it. I don't know if it's eating... I don't know what in pizza would be so drying out that it would cause your muscles to spasm up. But if anybody knows, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know why people get muscle spasms in their caps and things after they have had pizza? You know, we have been doing our McDonald's trivia. We haven't gotten all the way through this yet. Maybe we'll give this another shot here this morning. The old McDonald's trivia. Because we do want to give away some passes to Zumbezi Bay or the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds today. And we'll probably do this like we have done it in the past. If you call in and give a correct answer, we'll put you in a drawing. And then at the end of the morning here, we'll draw a name out and you can choose where you want two passes from. Zumbezi Bay or the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo. So let's get back to some of these McDonald's questions that we never got answered last week. So away we go here with the McDonald's questions. McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? Now, I will tell you it's a number in the millions. So if you can get within 5 million of this, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? If you get within 5 million, I'll give you the answer. Now remember again, the answer is in the millions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody ever wondered how many people McDonald's serves? Does anybody have a guess to venture here on this Getaway Friday? 39 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Today, McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? And it's a number in the millions, and if you come within 5 million, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. I think we stump people with these number questions. I think they must be very difficult to answer. Because, you know, I don't know if maybe people can't Google them. Or maybe the Google numbers are off. But if you come within 5 million, I'll give it to you. So there is a chance you could get it and not be exactly right on top of the number. All right. Well, you know, we do have some other trivia here this morning that we have not done in a while. Well, here comes a a call. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it 50?
Not 50, but you're getting close.
Okay,
thank you. It is not 50 million. And it's that is not within 5 million of the correct answer. But it's not too far off. So let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Is it 68 million a day?
It is 68 million. Now that to me sounds like a Google answer.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Now, does that shock you? 68 million people go through McDonald's in a day?
Not a bit.
Oh, that's a normal number? I wonder how many McDonald's there are. I don't know.
I mean, if you think about it, they're worldwide. I'm sure they're probably in most countries, so yeah.
Now, did you see Vax-a-Million the other night?
I did not, but I watched the interview of the man who won, and it was fun to watch. Lucky guy.
Well, did the governor just did the governor have a check, or did he just show up?
I would think that he just showed up, and who knows? I don't know how they do that, but I would think it would have been done electronically to his bank account. Who knows?
I was just confused because the first 2 weeks, I don't think the governor went to anybody's house. So I was kind of confused on why
Was the first I had heard that too. So it was surprising.
Yeah, I don't know. Very strange. But we got you in the drawing and
awesome.
You can enter again. Thank you. 68 million.
Thank you. And happy anniversary to you all. Really enjoy what you do and what you do for the community. So keep up the great work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that is the answer. We finally got it. 68 million a day. Isn't that amazing? 68 million? Maybe it's not, if you consider how many McDonald's there are. McDonald's is one of the world's largest restaurant chains, serving approximately how many people? 68 million. All right, let's get on to the next question here. How many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? Now, this answer is in the thousands. So, if you come within 5,000 on this one, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. And maybe this will cut down or explain the last answer we had. How many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? And again, this answer is in the thousands. If you come within 5,000, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. How many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? The answer is in the thousands. And if you get within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. Let's see if we can get a winner here. 740-383-9944. Hopefully we'll get a lot of winners this morning. The more people in the drawing, the more fun it'll be when we give away passes to Zumbezi Bay and the Wilds and the Columbus Zoo. So, can anybody guess how many restaurants McDonald's operates worldwide? And it's in the thousands. It's not, you know, a massive number, but if you get within 5,000, we will give you the answer. Go ahead, caller.
35,000.
You know what? It's 36,615. So we will give it to you. What's your name, ma'am?
Trish Franklin.
All right, Trish, you are in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, how many restaurants does McDonald's operate worldwide? 36,615. So that would be the answer. Okay. We're getting another call here. Let's take the call here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Oh.
Yes. Go ahead. Oh, well, we lost that caller. Well, here's another question for you. How many people does McDonald's employ? How many people does McDonald's employ? Now, this answer is in the hundred thousands. The hundred thousands. So, again, if you come within 5,000, I'll give you the prize here, or I'll give you the answer, give you the win. How many people does McDonald's employ? And again, this is in the 100,000 numbers. So think about that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many people does McDonald's employ? And again, this number would be in the 100,000 numbers. You know, between 100,000 and a million. And if you get within 5,000 of this answer, I'll give you the correct answer. 740-383-9944. How many people does McDonald's employ? Does anybody know? This might be more difficult than the last two. 740-383-9944. How many people does McDonald's employ? And again, it is in the 100,000 numbers. So between 100,000 and a million. Somewhere in between there. Under a million, over 100,000. And if you get within 5,000 of it, I will give you the answer. How many people does McDonald's employ? Number questions are hard. Once we get through these number questions, we'll slide back into some questions that have more to do with just knowing the answers. But we have a few more of these number questions. How many people does McDonald's employ? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Does anybody have quick Google fingers this morning? Maybe this is one of our Googlers out there this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, 150,000.
150,000. Not 150,000, but not too far.
150,000.
Right, 150, not 150. Not 150,000. How many people does McDonald's employ? Now, as I say, it's more than 100,000, less than a million. But if you get within 5,000, I'll give you the answer. So how many people does McDonald's employ? 740-383-9944. Are those Google thumbs? Everybody uses the thumbs now on the cell phone. Are those Google thumbs out there working this morning? How many people does McDonald's employ? And if you get within 5,000 again, I'll give you the answer. Does anybody know how many people this company employs? Go ahead, caller.
Is it 680,000?
Not 680, but that's a good guess.
Hey, and I got your tomato plant. I'll bring it in this coming week.
Oh, sounds good. I'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a while. Okay, Scott, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, a tomato plant on the way in the coming week here. That'll be a lot of fun. The tomato plant is going to be fun because we'll see how good I am and if I can actually get some tomatoes off of these tomato plants. How many people does McDonald's employ? Now remember, it's in the 100,000 numbers. And if you get within 5,000, I'll give it to you. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Let's see, we've had a guess of 100,000, 150,000. We've had a guess in the 600,000 range. How many people is this company employing? The Great McDonald's Company. Over 100,000 people, less than a million. What is the number? 740-383-9944. Are those Google thumbs out this morning. Is this going to be a hang-up question? You know, the next question, I bet it's a number question, but I think it'll be a lot easier than some of these other questions. Does anybody know how many people McDonald's employs? All right, go ahead, caller.
750,000?
Not 750, but a good guess. Not 750,000. But those numbers are, you know, the type of numbers we need here. Numbers within the 100,000 idea. How many employees does McDonald's employ? Over 100,000, less than a million. And if you get within 5,000, matter of fact, I'll tell you what, if you get within 10,000, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. How many people does McDonald's employ? Are we going to get this one before the top of the hour? Over 100,000, less than a million. Let's see if we get the answer here coming down the pipe. Go ahead, caller.
830,000.
Not 830.
Okay.
Not 830. Some good guesses coming. You know, if we keep guessing like this, eventually we will come close to where we need to be with this question. Go ahead, caller.
Can you call in more than once?
Yes.
200,000?
Not 200,000.
Okay.
Not 200,000. How many people does McDonald's employ? And if you get within 10,000, I'll give you the answer. It's over 100,000, less than a million. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
500,000.
Not 500,000, but that's close. Now remember, if you get within 10,000, I'll give it to you. 500,000 is probably the closest answer we have had so far. All right, here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
429,000.
Well, my numbers say 420,000, but 400...
Something happened. What now?
I say my numbers say 420, but that's within 10, so I'll give it to you.
And do you know that was just a guess? I just picked that out of the clear blue sky.
See, I don't believe that.
I swear... Scott, I would not lie to you!
So you just guessed...
I am a public servant. I do not lie.
Well, I know a lot of public servants who've ended up in the pokey.
Well, I ain't one of them.
So you just, out of your brain, you just said,
hey. I just thought, I was trying to pick the most bizarre, like, off the wall number, and I thought, I'll just go with that.
Well, you ought to buy a lottery ticket today.
That's what I was thinking. So, I might be the next Maximilian winner.
Well, the governor will show up on your doorstep.
I'm telling you what, if he did, it would be like, oh my gosh. Everybody was in a 10-mile radius would know. They wouldn't have to turn on the boob tube because I would be hooping and hollering.
What would you say to Governor DeWine?
I'd probably hug him.
Oh.
And I might even give him a kiss on the cheek. He'd want to get rid of me.
Oh, it'd be a nice
one. He doesn't want to do an interview.
Well, now see, so
this was this. I'm out of here.
So how did you come up with 429,000? Because the answer is 420,000.
I told you it was just, that was a clear blue sky. I went through all the numbers and I thought that one, I'm going to say that one.
That just entered your head.
I swear, Scott, I would not lie. I thought we were better friends than this. You really think I'd lie to you?
Well, I guess the problem, I don't guess that you can answer the question right, but I guess, why would anybody guess 429? You know, most people would guess round numbers.
I'm always doing crazy things like that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite number?
I don't really have one. I have a favorite color, but I don't really have a favorite number.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink. Now, was that you this morning who passed by?
Well, you know it was, Scott.
I thought, but you know when, by the time you honked, you were driving so fast, I turned.
Oh, I was not either. I am the best, most cautious, wonderful. I ought to hold classes on how to drive a bus.
Well, no, I'm just confused, though, because that was like 8:02 when I saw you.
The first pickup is at 8 o'clock. I was on my way to get my first passenger of the day.
Well, here's the question I have then, because I'm serious about it. I live out there by Meyer, so if I walk over to the Meyer parking lot, which I could do pretty easily, and I want picked up at 8 o'clock, can you get me over here by 8:15?
No, because we run by the half hour, and each I call them districts, areas, sections, I don't know what you want to call them, directions. You know, there's north, south, east, and west.
Right.
Okay. Well, you would be getting picked up on the east side, and we stay in our own side. Like, okay, so you know, like when you call a cab, they pick you up from point A and take you to point B. We don't do that. If you go across town. Now, if you went from, like, Meyer to Walmart, that's east to east, so you wouldn't have to transfer. But if you're going from Meyer to the south side, which is where you're at, you would have to transfer. So, and each driver has a half hour to complete their route. So you would get picked up on the 8 o'clock route, and that driver would bring you into the transfer station. Then you would get on a south bus, and the south bus has from 8:30 to 9 o'clock to get you where you're going.
So you go to the transfer station, which is downtown?
Right.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have to pay each time you get on and off the bus?
No. You only pay one time. What you do is when you pay, you're given, I call them chips. Some people call them tokens. It's like a little plastic circle, and like a poker chip. And when you get to the transfer station, you don't pay again, but that's what you use as your fare for your transfer ride. If something's saying, hey, I've already paid. You know, now I need to be taken to the other half of my destination.
Well, now, what if somebody got on the bus with, like, a video camera or an audio device? Well, I guess we all can do that now because we all have phones.
Well, yeah, everybody gets on here with their phones.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm just wondering, because one day I'm just going to take a ride, I guess, and I'd like to either film it or audio it, because, you know, I want to report back to the people.
Well, just make sure you tell them I did a good job, Scott.
Well, of course I would, but I just don't know about this.
No, I don't need any of this. Honesty is the best policy, and, you know, maybe I didn't, you know, I need you to tell them I did a good job no matter what. Don't throw me under the bus, Scott.
Now, who do I report to?
Who do you report to? Did I do something wrong?
Well, no, I'm just saying, who do I call to heap all this praise on you?
Well, you're the voice of Marion. You just get on your little, what are you on, microphone or whatever?
Tin can. I use a tin can.
Scott.
Huh?
Everybody listens to you.
Of course. What else would you be doing in Marion?
Yeah, everybody that rides in my bus listens to. A lot of people have never heard of you before, and they'll get in and they'll say, what are you listening to? What is this? Like the best station ever.
So you're building me up.
Yeah, I make them listen to you whether they want to or not.
Now, here's what I want to know. Do you get any bad reports? And if you do, I want to know. Now, do people say, shut that guy up?
Okay, if we're being honest, I don't want to go there, but since you made me, there was one lady, which she seemed kind of grouchy anyway. I don't know what her problem was, but she couldn't take it anymore. She finally said, hey, will you turn this off? Is there anything else we can listen to? But the rule in the bus, from what I understand, is it's driver's choice. So I said no.
Do you remember, was I saying something awful?
No, I think talk radio is like an acquired taste. I don't think it's for everybody. And she had just had enough and couldn't take it anymore. And she said, what is this we're listening to? Will you turn this off? Is there anything else we can listen to? And I said, it just made me so mad. I thought,
did you stop the bus and make her get off?
No, I didn't.
I would have thrown the brake on right then.
No!
You need to get off.
Yeah, you know you wouldn't have.
Well, I don't know. If anybody was in my car and said that, I'd say you have to get out.
saying you can do whatever you want in your car, but, I mean, in the bus, you have to act right.
Well, that's an... I tell you what, it was an interesting guess, so 429. So keep on playing this morning. Maybe
it's
you'll get...
It's funny, because me and my kids, we were going somewhere. Most of them are adults and have their own vehicles now. And they're, like, we're trying to get it figured out who's going to ride with who. And that came up. They were like, somebody was going to get stuck riding with me. I don't know if it was my daughter or what, but they were like... And we're not listening to WWGH either.
Oh, she said that?
Yes.
Now, wait a second. Isn't this the daughter that you used to send in to pick up the prizes?
Yes.
Oh, now see, what kind of gratitude is that?
She knows you. She said she had you as a sub when she was in high school.
You know, I'll tell you a quick funny story before we go to break here. That when I sub at I haven't subbed for a while now because I'm a part of a program at Harding, so I mostly do that. But when I was subbing, it was funny because I thought, well, these kids aren't listening to this radio station, and so I never gave it a thought. So, you know, when I go in, I'm Mr. Spears to those kids when you're subbing because you're only there for a few days. And I would be passing out papers or something, and these kids who are under the age of 18 would say things like, I hear your voice every morning. It's on in the car when I'm coming to school. And they would even ask, is your name Scott? You know, so I'm always surprised by that. Now, I don't know if their parents had it on in the car or what it was, but I guess this station has vast appeal.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, I learned a lot from this station. Like, I'll see all the trivia and just, like, the news and when people call in, hey, did you see where they're doing this or where they're doing... And I really like when you guys start talking about, oh, this building used to be this or that. I mean, I'm 41, so it's like, you know, I wasn't born yesterday, but I mean, some people can really take you back and, you know, to where different things were what they used to be in history of Marion stuff. I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, I appreciate you keeping us alive out there on the bus, and your other bus driver out there, I think, has us on in his bus, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, our goal is
we're
to get them all.
Listeners.
Sounds good. Well, stay tuned through the break, and there'll be more trivia.
Okay.
Thank you. Stop. Bye-bye.
Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website,